Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Okay, okay. Today we have one of the coolest people on this entire planet, Aaron Sikopoulos. Oh, please tell me I'm saying that right. I asked everyone for so much information and I didn't ask them to give me like phonetic pronunciations of their last names. I'm really, oh my God. The Greek name is killing me. But hopefully I'm saying it sort of right. But she is otherwise known as Turn a New Leaf Intuitive. So you should just go and hit follow on all of her social media right now. She is just an incredible person, and the work that she has done on me, with me, for me has been the most healing out of anything I've ever done. And if you know me at all, I've tried everything. Everything. I have acupuncture, of course, but like acupuncture, massage, and then we get into really weird shit. Like I've definitely seen a shaman, and like, you know, I'm into the whole like medium intuitive thing. But Erin is one of those people, like if you passed her on the street, you would just be like, oh my God, like what a gorgeous creature. And then you talk to her and then she's like saying all these things and like telling me that my grandma's coming through during sessions and stuff, and she's just this intuitive walking around looking like a completely normal person. And it's just, it will like forever amaze me the depths to which we go during our sessions. And I don't remember if I say this in the episode, but this is what I say to people when I'm like giving them my sales pitch for Erin, is it's 3 months of therapy in an hour. Like, that's what it is. It's like, I feel like I've worked with her. I've worked through so many things so much more quickly and like brought up things that I didn't even know that I was feeling or needing. The last session that I had, obviously I've been dealing with all these health issues, and this was just like, I could cry like just thinking about it. And this was like a month ago. And there was, she brought Onyx into my session, and Onyx is like a very black grounding stone. And she had me like imagine in my head that I was like standing on this onyx stone, and I felt like both of my feet, I felt so healthy in my body, like just imagining myself standing on this stone with like both feet flat and grounded on the ground and like on the earth, and just like I felt like a fucking fantasy book character with like my hair whipping around. I felt like I was like standing on this onyx rock, like in the middle of an ocean. I don't know. That's like how it came to me. And I felt so strong and so capable. And since then, I just keep going back to that place because it's been giving me like more comfort than almost anything else right now. But just imagining myself standing on that rock, and that's just like, that's what Erin does. That's what Erin does. So I hope you enjoy this conversation. We talk about ghosts. I'm so excited.
Talking to normal people.
We're like good to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. How's your Sunday going?
Good. Good. Glad to be here.
I know. I'm beyond stoked to have you. Like, this is just really cool. So just so everyone knows, we'll give them like a Q&A, I guess. Like, I found you during COVID, and we were doing like weekly remote sessions.
Yeah.
Which is wild. Like,
how did you even find me? I don't even know.
I was thinking about that this morning, and I have no idea, because then I've told everyone and their mother about you.
Was it Instagram? Maybe it was Instagram?
It must have been Instagram. It must have been. But still, like, I don't even know how. But I guess it's just because I was, like, I'm just, like, into woo-woo shit. So then I was like, well, here we are. This only makes sense, right?
Yes. The algorithm worked.
Correct. It did one thing well. And, like, what I love to say about, like, you and working with you is, like, I feel like I do, like, a year's worth of therapy in one session with you. Like, it is wild.
I hear that amazing. A lot from people.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I'm like, every time I'm like, oh shit. Like, I just couldn't quite get there on my own. And then you just like assist in like the movement in the right direction. Like, I always just feel like lighter and happier and just like overall better whenever I like have a session with you. And thank same you. Thing, even with like the monthly gem meditations too. I've had like major breakthroughs during those, like awesome. major. Yeah,
that's like what we want. That's what we're here for.
I know. And like I leave and I'm like I get home and like if JP's home, I'm like, okay, I have to tell you everything about like what just happened. Cause I'm like, this is amazing. Like, and I take all my notes, like after the last one, which was last week.
Yeah.
We were like lying in bed together and I was like, okay, let me tell you about everything that happened in gem session today. And I was just like, literally like, okay, so we have this stone and this stone and this is what they do. Like, I literally give him like the play, the exact play by play of like what happened. Like,
I love that that happens because that's what it's all about. It's about getting in there and having those really cool, deep experiences.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and it is. So, okay. The biggest thing I wanted to ask you, do you like, can you turn it off? Like, are you just getting downloads all the
time?
I'm
really good at that.
Oh, are you?
Okay,
that's
amazing. I am not like other, like, There are some people that are like, oh, yeah, you can never turn off. And I really think, like, that's coming from an unbalanced place. Like, you should be able to turn it off.
Yeah.
There should be boundaries. There should be, I just 100%. Say to myself, like, I'm not open for business right now. Like, my intuition is, like, I'm not there. Like, yes. You know.
Yes.
The open sign is not on.
The light is off.
Yeah.
Yeah. The neon light is not blinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I love that. And I love that you like have boundaries with your, it's so hard for me to draw a boundary ever. And like you have this ability and then like drawing a boundary with that is just like, I'm like, oh my God, you're amazing. Like that is incredible. Yeah. Because I feel like a lot of people have trouble drawing a boundary.
Yeah, exactly. And well, and I tell people, you know, when it comes to intuition, There are some things you're not going to be able to turn off.
Yeah. Keep going.
So I kind of liken it to when you go out to a party or something or you're meeting someone, you might notice without trying hard their perfume or their cologne, right? It's just something that radiates off of them, and it's not something that you're going up and sniffing their neck to be like, what do you smell like? You know, that's invasive.
Yeah, very
it's
much.
Not okay.
Yes. Oh
so there's
God.
A difference between like there are things that are just hanging around the atmosphere that your intuition will probably pick up on. Or like when I go to some place and it's haunted, like I'll go like, well, there it is.
Wow.
Without like really trying to tune in.
Yeah.
But, you know, then there are other times where you do purposely tune in, and that's where that more depth of information comes in.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you can't turn off the fact that you are just like tuned into energy.
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
Yeah.
But like you can turn off maybe like, we always talk about it with like songwriting. It's like sometimes the spout is on and sometimes the spout is off. So it's like you can kind of like, you can like turn it on and off like that, which I think like, because I don't think I'd be able to handle just like constant influx.
Oh yeah, no.
Do you get like, do you, how do you feel in like big groups of people?
Well, that's a hard one because I'm an anxious person. So.
Yeah.
So crowds of people just automatic anxiousness.
Anxiety without even like getting, because I was like, it made me think of just like empaths, right? And how they like don't like to be in large groups of people generally because you're picking up on like all of the energy and it's just like, get out of here.
Yeah. No, I think the only times that I've noticed like in a crowd that I've struggled with, and again, this is again because I can tend to be anxious. So like can attract like sometimes. So it's like if you're already attuned to anxiousness and someone else is anxious, it's the two just reverberate off of each other.
It's like like batteries. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I've noticed this doesn't happen for years because now that I've become more conscious of it, I've worked through it. But years ago, it would happen when I'd like go to a wedding and like the angst, like when the groom is standing there, like that happened multiple times where I'm like, oh my gosh, do I have to leave because I think I'm gonna have a panic attack?
Wow.
But it took me a little while and I was like, you know, I think I'm just actually picking up on like other people's angst for this to start, you know.
Wow. Also specifically at weddings, there's so much happening and like so much in the air. Oh my God, that's wild. Wow. So do you want to tell people a little bit about like what you do? Actually, I probably should have asked you that first.
Sure. It's been a mystery up till this point. That's fine. It's fun. It's a good opener.
Correct.
What is it that they're talking about?
I know. We're holding them tight here, you know? Oh my God.
So I am an intuitive and a gemstone energy medicine practitioner and a massage therapist. Oh. And I bring all three of those into my private practice though, as Angelina was just saying, I also really like to lead gemstone meditations, both in person and virtually.
Everyone sign up for it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. No, like, it's amazing. Yeah.
As a way for people to develop their intuitive sense and developing their intuitive sense through the lens of gemstone energy and how that resonates within their own body and within their own system so they can work through stuff like you were talking about before.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, I also have a design collection called Rare Gem Soul. I also manage a wellness collective here in Saratoga Springs, New York, and yeah. I'm a wife and mom of three.
Oh my God. Yeah. You're amazing. It's amazing. Let's also talk about the collective, because that's like the new, is that like, that's like the newest part of what it you're is. Doing, right?
Yeah, I was like all by myself in my own little suite for 10 years. And
Oh my God.
And then May 2024, I felt the need to expand and do something bigger. And ended up taking a real big leap of faith, renting out a building and subleasing. So now I'm a landlord, which is cool. God.
Yeah. How are you liking that?
You know, I am liking it. I mean, like, with everything, there are things that are, you know, challenging about it. And there's been a lot of, you know, learning curves.
Yeah.
And all that. But ultimately, like, I really like it. I really love playing hostess. So
yes, me too. Yes. Yeah.
So I love making it beautiful for everybody who comes in there and just having everything all set so they can just come in and just do their amazing work for people.
Yes. Yeah. That's incredible. Yeah. You do have, like, major mom energy.
Oh, thank you.
But honestly, like, mom, but I almost want to say, like, grandma. Like, in the nicest way of, like, come into my home and, like, I will take care of you. Like, yeah, it's very absolutely. Much, you very much give that, like... And like you're like you feel like the wise woman in like the nice little home with like her little gems.
I even put out the mints in the bathroom.
I saw that when I was there the other day, and I was like the little lifesaver mints and like everything. I was like, oh my God! And I was like, I will take one of those actually. It's like literally just the other day. I was like, I don't know why I need that, but I need that. Just like after like, and it's also so funny with these like gem meditation things because it's like. I feel like we all go and like we're in this like you call it the conscious cavern in the basement. Yeah. It's like this gorgeous space with a beautiful wallpaper.
Yes.
Beautiful wallpaper. And we're all just like sitting there having these like almost out of body experiences sometimes. And then like I just like get in my car and I'm like, all right, I'm driving home. Back. Like, and it's like it's this like whenever I leave sessions with you too, I'm just like I feel like I've been like out in the ether. And then I'm like. Whoa, gotta like, get back into like real world. Like, how do you deal with that?
I don't know. I guess I'm just really good at it. Yeah. I'm just like, yep, and moving on.
And moving on. It's literally just a Tuesday for you. Like, it's literally, you do it every day. So
I do.
Yeah. You're just
the
like,
only
wow.
thing is that it was really funny. The other day I did something to myself, which I don't normally do. So like for me, in session, like in person, usually three is like my tops.
A day.
Yeah. And then I scheduled myself for four. Ugh. And I kind of had the mindset
of
like.
I do stuff like that. And I'm like, I set myself up for failure. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've had this thing where whenever I've set myself up for four, like somebody cancels or something. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? Like. A month ago, it sounded great. I'm like, you know what? Every time I do this, someone's going to cancel. And people are trying to get in before Thanksgiving.
Oh, sure.
And I was like, it'll be fine. So I scheduled myself for four back-to-back 90-minute sessions that day.
Oh, my God.
And by the second-to-last session, my crown of my head was physically tingling. It was the weirdest sensation. Whoa. And lasted until I got home. I was like, wow, maybe that was a bit much today.
Oh, my God. Wow.
It was a good day. I had a great day.
Right. I'm sure it was, like, lovely. But then it's just, like... Your body is like, we can't do that.
that was a lot of connection with the ether.
Yes. We need to like, we desperately need to like, I always love that this is like a Ram Dass thing where he says, you have to remember your Buddha nature and your social security number. It's like having these two, you have to like have these two things and be rooted kind of equally in both. Yeah. And it also like, I keep coming back to this too, which was, our meditation, I guess that was last week, right?
Was mm-hmm. It was last week.
It was like structured and creative. That's what I was thinking that whole time where I was like, oh yeah, this like we have this creative mind and this structured mind. And I can't tell you like how many times in the last week since that session, people have brought up like, oh yeah, you know, like AB brain and like da 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 da, like this like duality that we're all walking around with. And like, I love that idea as human beings too, that it's just like we have, there are so many versions of that. Like we have structured and creative, and we have like, and it branches off even in dualities within all of those and above those and around those.
Absolutely.
Which I think is like so cool.
Yeah.
And like we're spiritual, like it's like we're spiritual, but we're also human. That's like, I feel like the big one is like we're universe and human.
Yes.
And then it's like, it all branches off like in smaller dualities from there, yes. I think. Yeah. It's absolutely wild trying to just like be a human out here.
And both are necessary. And yeah. Like I say all the time in the meditation, because this, we started a new series on the meditations, the polarity series.
It's and been even so though, cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And even though for the purposes of the meditations, we're kind of separating two energies so we can understand mm-hmm. them and delve into them more deeply. At the end of the day, like there is no real separation of right. these two. They're both they are necessary. The structured and the creative both exist on the same plane and the same continuum.
Yeah.
And we're meant to integrate them in and out. We may move from one side to the other throughout our day or throughout whatever activity that we're doing. But ultimately, yeah. we need both to be productive and move through life.
Totally. Totally. And I started thinking about it, too, where people talk about, like, you know, moon and sun energy and like that mm-hmm. kind of thing. And
that's our next one.
Yeah. Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it is.
Oh my God. Oh, cool. Okay. That's great. Oh, I'm excited.
We're doing sunstone and moonstone.
Sunstone. I will never forget the first time like we worked with sunstone. Mm. It was like, bah! It just felt like, oh my God, like breath of like, it was not a breath though. It was just like, poof, like shining light, like on my face, like just like lying on a stone in the middle of like an ocean or something. And just like, oh, it felt yes. so like basking in that light felt so good. I don't have like a recollection of moonstone, but I'm excited.
You'll
great.
Love it.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. And also I was thinking too, with these group gem meditations, I find it so fascinating that it's all, I've only ever been there when it's been women. So there also is something that's been really cool about that. And
yeah.
we're all so varied in like age and what we do and like, but like we're all coming together and like, and even one of the women like looked at me the other day and she was like, we had very similar like visions today.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
yeah.
And it's like, it's kind of this like, and I feel like doing them with the group just like creates even more of that energy.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Ugh. It's powerful to do yes. a meditation like that in a group setting.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I'm always like a lot of my spiritual practice has been very like solo. It's been like a lot through like yoga and meditation. And so it's always like very much just like me alone, quiet, that kind of thing. So then like doing this and like being guided by you through it. And you do feel the energy of the other people in the room. Like I remember one of the women too one day like looked at the woman next to her and was like, I felt this whole time like I just had to like reach over to you and like you needed something like more than I did through this whole thing. And it's like we're all kind of like supporting each other and like
yeah.
you can say the weirdest shit and everyone's like, yeah. You know, like it's wild.
It's wild.
I had like a crazy experience last week and everyone was just like, mm-hmm. Like, geez, I'm like, yeah, I like flew off into outer space and like whatever and like this all that. And everyone's like, yeah, I know, me too actually. And I'm like, geez, like it's so cool.
It is. It's a beautiful piece to have these women come together and to share, and like you said, of all ages.
Yeah.
It's just a wonderful little sense of connection and community.
It's definitely like I feel the community aspect of it. That's like one of those things. And it's like, I know that I've said this before in group too, but I'm just like, we're all sitting here. And this is what I was going to say before this. I feel like this, we had the body series before that. And mm-hmm. then I don't know, like, what was there something that was, what was before that?
Oh, we did like a really mini, it was a short one, like self series.
Okay.
And I think maybe before that we did chakras, coloring.
That's what I can't remember. That's what I, yes, yes. Yeah. Because I remember like this, the last few have been a little less like heavy. They've just been heavy in a different way, but heavy, like less emotional. Because I remember like the first few like group meditations that I went to, I was like just crying so much. And like all of us, like all yeah. of us really like a lot. And these last few have felt like, I don't know. It's interesting. Like, I feel like, I don't even know if you did this intentionally, but it's like one of these things that I feel like just happens where it's like, I feel like we kind of had to do that. And like, I don't know, like it felt like we all worked through something and now we're like, we leveled up a little bit and we're kind of here in this space. And now it's like, oh, like we kind of had to go through, we had to like work through those chakras and work through those things. And like, now we're here and doing this duality. Like, it's so interesting the way that it yeah. all just kind of like played out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Felt, it feels, I just cannot emphasize enough like how good it feels.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. And I was just like, I just want everyone to know, for the five people that are going to listen to this.
I appreciate that. Yes. Because I need more people to know.
Yes. Yes. Also, I've noticed that you're wearing stones today. Can I ask you what you're wearing?
Yeah. I'm wearing, usually when I do interviews, I wear amethyst on a short necklace. So when you wear amethyst closer to the throat, it helps you voice more clearly.
Oh.
And I'm also wearing leopard skin jasper. And I don't know that I can say exactly why I'm wearing leopard skin jasper, but it's been one that's been coming up recently. Actually, this particular necklace was like in the gem shop because I have like a little bit of a physical shop, and it was there for 2 years. Yeah. Nobody got it. And I was like, you know what? I think this is supposed to be my leopard skin jasper.
Yeah.
So I took it off the thing. I was like, it's mine now. And I've been wearing it a lot recently. And really? Leopard skin jasper is all about regulatory energies, mm-hmm. And also like personal magnetism.
Oh,
because that's also kind of a regulatory function of our energy field.
Oh,
so kind of pulling in or attracting beneficial influences.
Yes,
and that also kind of bolsters the sense of self and self identity, and therefore pushes away also negative influences, yes. or influences that just don't resonate with you.
Yes. Yes, which I feel like as I'm 32 and I feel like I'm feeling that in such a major way right now. This like thing of like, oh, like I'm feeling a shedding and like a new like attracting. That is like, I feel like that's very much where I'm at right now, where it's like, and it's also like kind of in this period of like shedding. I feel like in those in-between spots, you're like shedding the old things. And then it's like a little bit like, oh, I feel very alone and like weird. And then it's like all of a sudden like all these other things and people start coming in and you're like, oh, I just had to like let that go.
Yeah.
And then like I had to make room basically, you know, for like the next thing to come in, which is cool.
Yeah. I feel you, because definitely with this shift with, you know, running the collective and managing all that, like it's definitely like I've had to step up.
Yeah.
And it definitely had to change things, you know, about myself and what I'm calling in and who I'm calling in to make it work, because I want it to succeed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't see why I wouldn't.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? I have like utter faith in you. Like, I'm like, yes, of course, Erin.
Like, thank you, because that is a roller coaster on a daily basis for a small business owner.
Oh my God.
I'm like, awesome. Oh my God, we're going down.
No one saw my TikTok. Like, yeah, literally 100%. And like, I can completely relate to that as like being a musician. It's just like every day is like that. You're just going up and down, and then you're like, and it's like this weird thing of like, also like when I have no gigs on the horizon, I'm like, everyone hates me. I suck. Yep. I'm terrible, you know? And then it's like, no, actually, I need to chill out for 5 seconds and then we'll be good to go. But it's like, but I have nothing and everyone will forget about me and like whatever, you know? That's also, and I know you do this too. I feel like you kind of take breaks from social media every now and again.
Yeah.
How do you like deal with social media? But you're also really good at it.
Thank you.
You have like a great social media presence.
Thank you so much. I enjoy social media. Like, I enjoy it. I feel like it's a creative outlet for me, and like I like talking about what I do and I like connecting with people, and I've made so many wonderful connections over the years through social media. So I really love it and enjoy it, and it kind of like, you know, it cracks me up. It falls back on my, I don't know if I've ever talked about this with you particularly, but I went to school for television. So that was my degree.
Okay. 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 We talked about this like for a second because you took videos of me at your open house.
I was like,
oh my God, the quality of these videos are amazing. And you're like, yeah, that would be my television like degree. And I was like, what? And then we never talked about it again.
I did. Yeah. I went to Hofstra. My degree was in television and video.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
And then I went a completely different direction.
Right, because I'm like, then
and
you
then
did.
Social media became a thing. And I was like, see, Dad, college, it didn't completely go to waste.
Literally.
Look at me, Dad, editing these reels.
And I'm so good at it. But you are, though. Like, you're good at getting, like, a good angle and everything looks nice. You always have, like the photos of your gems are always, and the videos of your gems are always very pretty. Like, and I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Because you literally study
minor
that.
In fine art and photography. No, yes.
Jesus. Okay, yeah, no, like, you got it. You're on. It's, and isn't that interesting, too? That's, like, just another thing that it's, like, this thing that I didn't even know would, like, lend itself to me.
Yeah.
Is, like, I feel like that always happens, too.
Yeah.
So at what point did you, like, make the switch that you were, like, I'm, like, what did you want to do with television?
I really love sitcoms.
Oh!
And I would have loved to, like, get into that kind of creativity. Because I just think they're fun.
Yeah.
And I think that they can be really cool cultural moments.
100%, right? They can define culture in their moment. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like, wow, I come from a long line of entrepreneurs and I don't like being under someone else's thumb.
Ah.
And there's no top to television. I mean, like, you're never, I mean, what are you going to sit on the board of a network or something like that?
Right.
That wasn't going to happen. So I didn't, it was very corporate. Like, the whole corporate thing
totally
got to me. The corporate politics, the mindset. Like, I got it. I got the game. Mm-hmm. I understood the game, but I was like, this.
You don't want to play it.
Sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I'd rather help people and run my own game.
Yeah.
And be my own boss.
Yes, yes. And so then you were like, got out of like television school and you were like, massage therapy?
Yeah, so I graduated from Hofstra. I worked for a broadcast cable network for about 2 years. And then I was like, yeah, I had a major feeling of like, I just want to help people.
Whoa.
And my intuition came in and said, massage school.
Wow.
I don't think I had never had a professional massage in my life. And I was like, I need to go to massage school.
No,
that was a
way.
Complete intuitive knowing that.
Yes.
Thank God my husband went along with my new husband at that time.
Yes.
Yet,
oh,
let's quit our jobs and move upstate.
Oh my God.
That's, okay, for what? Massage school. Okay.
Oh my God. Wow.
But God bless him. He went along with me.
Yeah. And then also, like, I've always been curious, just like, because, like, this whole, was this intuitive thing? Do you feel like you had inklings of it your whole life?
I think so. Because I've always, well, at least for myself, like, not necessarily picking up on other people per se, but mm-hmm. I've always been really in tune. It's just a knowing of what I'm supposed to do. Ugh. I met my husband when I was 14. I knew I was going to marry
That's
him.
Right.
I knew. I didn't like go back and forth with that. I was
yep.
like, I know I'm supposed to marry you. I did know that I was supposed to go to Hofstra. I only applied to one school. I was like,
what?
This is the one I'm supposed to go to. I know that.
Oh my God.
So like those kind of things have like always kind of worked out for me.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's helped me like navigate through life.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, because you were just like, bye, we're moving in. I'm going to massage school. So were you in this? Were you in this?
And we're supposed to do it, so
we
get on board.
The intuition told me. Let's go.
Back then, I didn't know it was intuition,
right.
But now I
know.
Like,
you were just like, the thing, it's telling me we got to go.
Yeah.
Wow. Wild. And so, like, when did you start feeling like you were getting, like, the intuitive, like, for other people inklings? Was that, like, weird and scary?
School.
Oh, that makes sense. Like once you start touching other people kind of thing? Or
Yeah. Then I started, I remember I had a weird experience with one of my friends in massage school. She actually came to my house, if I'm remembering correctly. And I was like giving her a massage, but I was incorporating the gemstones because I had just, I had learned about the organization and the company that I get my gemstones from, Gemisphere, right before I went to massage school. And I knew going into massage school that the gems were important and that I was going to use them on my work.
Oh, I didn't realize that they came in that early for you.
Yeah, it was before I went to massage
that
school, and I was
wild.
Like, I know I'm supposed to use these together somehow. And she was the only one that was like, I could play with that with, because I couldn't play with that in massage school.
Right.
And so we were doing some gems on her, and I remember I actually started hearing her thoughts. which was weird. Like, I heard words. Whoa. And I was like, were you thinking this while I was working? And she's like, yeah, I was. That's whoa. Crazy. Oh, and I was God. Freaked out. And you're she was freaked out.
I'd be like, get out of my head. No, but actually now I'm like, get in there. Get whatever's in there out. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's yeah. wild.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And so then, like, you get out of massage school and then you're like, okay, there's kind of this thing is starting to happen.
Yeah. And then it was like begging people to let me massage them and put stones on them. Yes. Like, I know you're here for the massage, but,
yes.
but can you please let me put, you can come for free. Just let me put stones yes. on you, please.
Yes. Yes.
And then I started to notice, like, over time, the more I worked on people, like, I started knowing things the same way that I knew I was supposed to marry my husband, or the same way I knew I was supposed to go to that school. I started knowing things about people on the table, and it really started growing, and I was like, okay, I'm headed in the right direction.
So. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. And I like that too. I like that sense of, like, it's growing, like people are coming back, or like they're telling other people about me, like the thing that I'm doing is growing. And so, like, that's just like a good indicator of, like, I'm moving in the right direction. Like, yeah. it's just like it's becoming full. Yeah. That's I love that.
Yeah,
I love that.
And I had to do something for people. That was really big for me. You know, people have like a perception that energy work is just relaxational, which, I mean, technically, when it comes to science backing energy work, that's all we can really say. It's nice for relaxation.
Yeah.
But for me, like, working with the gems and doing energy work, like, it had to have an impact on people's lives. It had yeah. to be better than, like, yeah, that was so nice, you know? I'm not so satisfied nice. With that. Like, yeah. I want my work and the work that I do with people to have a huge impact on their lives. And I started to see that in the very early days. I remember someone coming in who had been around to so many doctors. It was a woman who had scar tissue in her lungs, God. Which caused like a cough. And I don't think they even knew why she had scar tissue in her lungs. She
Whoa.
Didn't cough. She didn't smoke or anything like that. But it was like a really big thing for her. So I remember we worked a lot with quartz and light green aventurine. These are two stone, well, quartz in gemstone energy medicine, we believe, is the gemstone of the respiratory system and uplifts and nourishes and balances all aspects energetically of that system. And then light green aventurine has an affinity for organs and uplifting the energy of organs. So I remember those were two stones that we worked with a lot. And she came to me regularly. And it was after a little while, she was like, you know what? I was like, what? She's like, I vacuumed my whole house and I didn't have to take a break because I was having a coughing fit.
Oh.
And she was like, that's huge. And I'm like, that's the thing. And that's yes. what I tell my clients. You live in your body every day.
Yep.
That might not seem like much to a lot of people, but someone who lives with something chronic every single day of their lives and it impacts them from doing small things or going out, like, they notice, and it's a big deal to them.
Yep.
You know, and yep. that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the big impact on people's lives, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual.
Yeah. And I feel like what's really cool about the fact, like, this is what I love about you. There are two things I love about you. Well, there are many things, but two things. One is that if I pass you on the street, you would, like, never know. Like, you just look like such a normal person. You're always so fashionable.
Oh, thank you.
Like, you have, like, great hair, and you're always just like, you're just like, you have your little scarf on today. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, when I first met you, I was like, oh, you're just a normal person. Like, you're just a person. So, like, I love when really deeply, like, spiritual woo-woo people present themselves as just, like, a person. Like, I met this other woman too. Someone connected me with her, and she does shamanic healing, and her grandmother was a shaman in Korea. And so she, like, went back to Korea, and, like, I really actually want to connect the two of you.
Oh, that's amazing.
She's, like, trying to expand. And I feel like it's, I don't know, but she's one of those people, like, and the first time I met her, I was like, oh, you're, like, so cool and also just normal looking. Like, none of you are walking around like the baddie old, like, witches in, like, fantasy novels or something, you know, like in this book.
I had a male client say that to me once. He's like, do you know you talk about the weirdest shit? But you are so normal.
Yes, you're so normal. And that's like, I was talking to this girl one day. I'm giving her voice lessons right now. And we're doing like a trade for like lessons. And she's going to do some of her like massage work on me.
Awesome.
And she goes, it's so cool. And she goes, like, we're just in the middle of talking, whatever. So we're like going through. And then she's like, yeah. And then, you know, I came back from Korea and I was like learning all about these things and my grandmother. And I just realized my hands are portals. And I was like, I love it. Like, it's just like, where did that even come from? Like, it's just the wildest. Like, I love that because I have found that then the people who, because I've interacted with now, like many people doing many different modalities, I think. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like the two of you give me the same energy where it's like, I feel like safe with you both because it's like, you're not like, like when I have interacted with the people who are like, it feels like a put on in that way sometimes.
I get that. Yeah.
And it can just be like, it can have like, but it also is just so dependent on the person because that person could also look like the crazy Baba Yellow Legs witch in the, in the back of her like caravan or whatever. And she could be the coolest person ever. But it's like, I feel like there's such a fine line within the world of like energy work where sometimes it can be like, I had an experience with someone that was like, I was like, oh, you are, this is not safe. I am not safe. You're tapping into shit that I don't want you tapping into. And like, it was not good. And like, she like did this whole thing where she was like, oh yeah, like I have like this, she called it like a, what did you get? Like a grounding tub or something. It was like a dry, she called it a dry tub. I'm like, oh my God, this happened so long ago. I'm like, what the fuck even happened? And she was like, I'm going to put you like in this tub and then I'm going to like put this like weighted blanket on you. And I was like lying in this tub in this weighted blanket. And then she like shut the door and like left me in this room alone. And I was like, I do not feel safe right now. Like it was this wild experience where I was like, I got to get out of here. And like, and it was like this weird thing in my head where I really felt like I was like, do I have to check myself into Four Winds? Like I started to feel like I was unwell. And I was like, oh, your energy, you're fucking with me right now. Like it was dangerous. It was like, it was really bad. I'd never had an experience like that before. And I was like, I got to get out of here. And then I like somehow got myself like out of this tub and like got out and like put my shoes on. And I was like, I got to go. And just like never spoke to that person again. And she would like text me from time and again. And she'd be like, and I was paying her for these sessions too. Cause she was like intuitive. Mm-hmm. And the first couple, it was like, she started small and then like got, it was like, maybe like I did like 3 or 4 sessions with her. And then I was like, no, you are not, this is not safe. Like, this is not good. And it was like, really, I'd never had an experience like that before. And I just was like, I need Aaron.
Oh, like, man.
It's like, yeah, it was wild. So like, also like, that's another thing too. Like whenever I tell people about you, I'm always just like, she is like the most safe and approachable person like that you'll ever work with. And just like, because that
means a lot.
Yeah. Because I feel like it's like, you're holding a lot of heavy things for people.
So I don't think I hold them.
Well,
because I think that's where people can get in trouble.
Ah, yes.
As energy workers. I witness it.
Yeah.
That's what I feel it do. I witness it.
This is something I was talking about the other day. Someone said to me, observe, don't absorb.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Because even like when I'm teaching voice lessons, sometimes it'll be like, it'll end up being a therapy session. Like, not that I'm a therapist, but it's like these people like come to me with these songs and they like want to sing these songs. And they're like, I'm feeling really emotional. And like, this is the song I want to sing about it.
Yeah.
And then it ends up being like, this is why I'm singing it. Blah, 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 blah. And then I'm like, oh, I have to like, I can't. Because I listen to anybody talk and then I'm like, oh my God. Like, right. And then I'm like, ah. And I'm like, I just can't. I don't have the space in my body to like hold that. Yeah. And you do have like a lightness about you. So I feel like you don't hold on to those things.
I do not.
Yeah.
I've never resonated with like being an empath or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just not me. Like, I might be very intuitive and I am in sessions. I am there with my clients. 100%.
You are. Yeah.
And I can get with them in the trenches. And there are sometimes where, you know, I've broken and I've cried and whatnot.
Yeah.
But it's purely in that moment. I don't take it home with me.
Yeah.
The weird shit that happens in some sessions that like messes with my whole perception of reality and how the universe works, that shit will call home with me. And I'm like, What the fuck is even life? Like, I don't even know.
Yes.
How is that a thing? How did I see that? How is that really what happens? That's insane.
Oh my God.
That stuff will stew and sit with me for a while.
Yes.
But people's emotions and things, like, no.
Yeah. That's so good. That's so healthy. And
thank
that's like, yeah, just like another way to draw like a good boundary. Do you just have good boundaries overall in your life?
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah,
I think I do.
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah, that's amazing. And so I think about this sometimes too. Like, your husband through this journey with you has obviously just been like supporting you all along the whole way,
yeah,
right?
1,000%.
Yeah. Like, was there ever a moment where like he looked at you and was like, what the fuck? Like, have you ever had one of those with him?
I mean, sometimes I'll tell him stuff and he's like, well, what the hell? What does that mean? There was a recent one of that I could maybe kind of share about. But there was like a time like earlier in my career, I remember, because I remember tapping into these things and I remember learning. And I felt like it was just such a acceleration of change within myself and all the things that I was learning and looking at life differently. And I think I even turned to him with tears in my eyes when I'm like, I'm worried you think I'm changing too much and like that's like not okay with you. And he looked back at me and he's like, unless you start, you know, waving chicken bones around and burying and sacrificing chickens in the backyard, he's like, I'm good. He's like, I might.
That's his boundary.
Yeah.
It's like chicken feet.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh
my he's God. Like, then I might say, like, what are we doing here? But
yeah. Oh my God.
He's like, you're good. You're good.
Oh my
Don't
God.
Don't worry. Keep going.
Yeah. Oh, just keep going. I'm just along for the ride. He's like, here for the fun, for the party. So then I guess this is kind of an interesting thing that just popped into my head too. Like, you have 3 kids?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. So you've been pregnant 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
How was that? Like,
it was wild.
Yeah. Having like someone else in your body being an intuitive is probably a wild experience. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was just at the beginning of my career with my oldest. He's 14 now and he was born in 2011. Okay. So I can remember 14. Like feeling some things and like having some, like, I think I remember like I had a dream about what he would look like when he was born, and I was spot on with that. Like, I remember his blue eyes, or, well, actually his eyes aren't that blue. They're like more like gray, though people tell me my eyes are blue gray. So I don't know, but I remember his eyes and I remember what he looked like, and I remember connecting with him in that dream, and that was just like really beautiful.
Oh my God.
I remember my daughter.
I got like a little choked up. Yeah. Wow.
My daughter, I remember sensing a little pink and golden light hovering above our bed before she was conceived. And then it went away when
God. Conception. Yes. Oh my God.
I remember tapping into that.
You like felt her energy before she was even there.
Yeah. Yeah. And then my third, I remember getting a lot of work done. I was doing a trade with a colleague of mine, and it was just really, really interesting how my littlest, he's in kindergarten now.
Oh.
He was a COVID baby. He was born in 2020.
COVID baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he wanted to do like a lot of karmic work, like every time. Like, he just kind of, and it's funny because I get this too when I work with people who are pregnant.
Yeah.
That babies can kind of take over mom's session a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But it's interesting to me because there's a point like in the beginning half of the pregnancy where connecting with those babies, it's like connecting with someone who's in spirit, like,
whoa,
you know what I mean, like not quite really here, but then when they get further along in pregnancy,
totally,
it's like dealing with another actual person here and a person's energy field, like earth side.
Yes.
Which is kind of that was really interesting for me when I've worked with pregnant clients.
Oh, sure. Yeah, because you've probably seen that reflected in your clients as well. Yeah. Like, and wow. And that makes sense to me, though, because I feel like even though they are like their little ball of cells in there, it's still like they're still just like not.
Yeah, they're
fully,
not really here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're here, but not here.
Yeah.
And I remember there's this guy, Richard Rohr. He's a Franciscan friar, and he kind of popularized the Enneagram. Have you ever heard of that?
I'm not sure.
It's like a number system, kind of similar to, you know, like astrology or something like that, or what's that, like INFJ, like okay. that kind of thing. Okay. Like you can kind of like take this test or whatever. And basically it was like a Franciscan friar thing. And they were like, we developed this number system of all humans on Earth and everyone's a number and then they have wings. Don't tell anybody about it. Was like basically the thing. Huh. And it was kind of born out of like that religion. And then he was like, I'm just going to go teach about it and write a book about it. Like he just like was like, screw it. Kind of very actually Ram Dass-esque where everyone was like everyone looked at him and was like, okay, now you're here. You've learned everything in the East. Like you can't bring it to the West. And then he was like, I'm going to go write a book about it. Like it's this like wild thing. So, so I learned about the Enneagram through him and he has this story about a mother, like she had a new baby and her like 3-year-old, three, four, maybe five, was like hanging out with the baby in the crib and like was just like kind of like looking at the baby in the crib and looked at this baby and was like, can you tell me where we came from? I'm starting to forget. Like said that sentence. Wow. Yes. To this like little baby who like obviously couldn't speak but was like,
yeah,
felt this like connection. And that's, I was amazing. Like, I know. And I'm like, kids are amazing.
They are. I haven't had any of those kind of experiences. I've been waiting. I'm like, are
any of you going to have some past life shit or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing that I thought was so funny was that when my daughter was very little, like 3, she kind of said to me, she's like, you name me the right name, which was just like a funny thing because I had a girl's name picked out for years.
Yeah.
And even, I mean, I know gender doesn't matter, but I really thought that my son, my oldest, was going to be a girl. And I was like so shocked when he was a boy and I didn't have any boys' names picked out whatsoever. So I was like, when I have a girl, I still have this name that I want to name her. And then I got pregnant and I found out it's a girl. And I'm like, it's not right. I was so dead set on that girl's name. And I just like knew internally, I was like, that's not right.
Yeah.
So then I went looking through. My husband's Greek and we're Greek Orthodox, so the tradition is to name them after Greek saints.
Oh,
and
cool.
I was looking through other names and I picked Evanthea. And I was like, beautiful. I think it's supposed to be that. So it was just so funny that one day she's like, you picked the right name.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like looked you dead in the eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, that is
wild. I was like, that was probably her in little spirit Eva being like, Amalia is not the right name for me.
Yes. Oh my God. That is so cool. Also, like, thank you for that affirmation. Like, I needed that. Like, that was, thank you. Like, it's like a little thing you didn't even know that you needed, where it's just like, oh, I did something right.
Yes.
That's like, that's nice.
Yes.
Wild. So now I have to ask about ghost things.
Sure.
Because I'm like, oh, I did not know that about you. Like, you have spoken to my deceased grandparents in our sessions, which is wild. So I'm like, I don't know why I wouldn't think that, like, about you, that you would feel ghosty energy where you are. Yeah. But do you have any just like story? I love a ghost story. They scare the shit out of me, but I love them.
Yeah. Well, when we moved up here, we moved up from Long Island. And when I was going to massage school, we ended up living in my parents' summer house. So the reason why I know Saratoga is because I grew up in the Catskills and my parents bought a summer house on Union Ave in Saratoga.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Oh, that's so
where
fun.
The track is. Yep.
Yes.
So it's a 1890 Queen Anne Victorian. They sold it back in 2014, but they had it from 1993. And when we were living in it, it was like 2009, 2010. And a little bit of 2011. And the whole time we lived there when I was a kid, like, we didn't spend that much time. I think the most amount of time that we extended time that we spent at that house was like 3 weeks.
Wow.
Otherwise, we were like up on weekends and for a week or here or two there throughout the year. But this was the first time actually living in the space. And when we came in there, I remember coming up in the summer before massage school started and, you know, having to move around some of my parents' stuff to make room for our stuff. And then I started to notice things. And I was like, oh, I can't believe we never noticed this all these years. Yes. I mean, from 1993. I mean, there were always like things like it had a third floor because it's an old Victorian house. So back then that would have been like where everybody who worked or was like the servant for the house would work up there. or would stay up there on the third floor. Third floor was kind of creepy, even though my parents renovated it. But, like, you know, kids, attic space, creepy. Yes. Like, you wouldn't think too much of that. But then when I was actually living there full time, I actually started to notice it mostly because of the animals.
Oh.
So at when we first moved up, I had a cat.
Oh.
And we brought the cat, and I remember sitting at the counter eating my lunch, taking a break from moving stuff, and the cat jumped up on the counter and laid down in front of my plate where I was eating.
Oh.
And she was just chilling, and then all of a sudden she sat up, her eyes got huge, she looked past my shoulder and shot off. Oh. And hid.
Oh.
And I was like, what the hell was that?
Oh my god.
So that was the first, because that was the first time she's ever acted like that. I mean, she was years old at this point.
Yes.
She was like 4 years old or something.
Yeah.
And then later on, we ended up, while we were living in the house, getting a dog too. And it ended up being that, like, the cat and the dog would flip out at their, like, food bowls. It was like something was petting them or touching them, and they'd freak out, they'd get flustered, they'd knock over their dishes.
What?
Like, the cat broke her dish one time, and it happened multiple times.
Oh my god.
We had to move the cat because we had the cat stuff up where the dog couldn't get it, but we couldn't do that anymore because she'd freaked out a couple times out of nowhere and broke her dishes. So
what?
We had to move them. And then the major thing for me was the dog was like laying in the middle of the kitchen floor one day, and okay, so I was at the table.
Vibe. There's like a lot happening in this kitchen too.
And all of a sudden she got up, like, really flustered, and she ran behind me in the kitchen table chair that I was sitting, and she went behind me and then looked around my shoulder to be like looking at the middle of the kitchen like, what the hell is that? Like, she's hiding behind me and looking in the middle of the kitchen where she just was, like, staring at something. And I was like, that's not right. That's not right.
That's not right.
That's not right.
Yeah.
And then I remember, yikes, I also had, because I would do practice massage sessions in the house too.
Yeah.
And I had, this was back in like 2009. So I had an iPod. And
oh my
I had
God.
An iPod on
little iPhone
battery speaker.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
And the speaker kept freaking dying, like, every single time, even though it was charged. You could either plug it in and charge it or have, like, new batteries. And charging it, or I mean, like, having it wired was, like, annoying. So I kept putting in new batteries, and it kept dying. It never did that before. We had it for, like, the longest time.
Oh, my God.
And then one time, I put the music on. I sat there, and I'm like, all right. I know I put fresh batteries in this.
Yes.
I'm going to sit here and see how long it takes it to shut off. And
yes.
I'm listening. It didn't shut off. And I was like, oh, you. Because it would always shut off in the middle of a
session
when you're with somebody, and you can't really do anything about it. I was so pissed.
Oh, my God.
And then there was another time, I remember my husband and I were lying in bed, and all of a sudden, all the lights started going absolutely nuts.
Nope, that's my
on,
nightmare.
Off, on, off,
that's
on,
my
off,
nightmare.
On, off, on, off.
Yep.
And, yeah. So, that was fun.
Yikes. My God. Did you ever, like, try and, like, talk to it, or, like, just be like, what's up, bro?
I did. I tried. I mean, I thought, at that time, it was probably a female energy. I kept getting an A name with it, like Alice or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just like, you know, if you could quit, like, bothering my animals,
that'd be nice, cool. Like, you know? Leave my poor little pets alone.
Don't bother me when I sleep, please. You're not allowed here when I sleep.
Yeah. That's what I, at the first apartment that we had, I was, like, washing the dishes one day, and I just felt this feeling behind me, and I just, like, turned around, and I was like, hey, we're coming in here. We're chill. Can you be chill? We're going to be chill. Let's be chill. Like, I just was like, none of that. Like, do not try to spook me. Just, like, don't do it.
Yeah.
And then I never felt it again, and I was like, okay. But in here, I had to ask my landlord if someone died in this house, because I was like, I feel a female presence a lot.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And I feel it a lot, like, in our room. I've had multiple times where I wake up and I have this feeling that there's a woman standing over the bed looking at me, and I'm like, nah, girl, like, that's and that's maybe that, like, you just saying that right now, where I have to be like, do not bother me while I sleep, like, that's I think I have to draw a boundary.
Yeah, exactly. You can set a boundary.
Yeah. And I can be like, because and there have been just, like, a couple of weird things that happen in here every now and again, and I'm just like, and it was, like, to the point where, like, I did ask my landlord, and he was like, no, like, no one died in there. And he was like, I guess his grandparents built this house.
Okay.
So they lived here together until his grandfather passed. and then she was moved into a facility. And I was like, I just really feel like it's her in here. Like, I really feel that. I'm like,
And she's still living or she's passed on?
She passed.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, it could very well be just her own, you know, mental energy connection with the place.
Yes,
you know
that's what I think too. And I'm just like, and I every now and again, like, and it sometimes will feel like menacing. And I will like look at her and I'll be like, hey, like we are taking care of this space. Like we love this space. Because every now and again, we do get mad about certain things. Because it's just an old, weird house. Lovely house. But like they're just like, there's like a weird, there's like just weird things about it. And every now and again, I'll be like, ugh. And then I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm like, no, we love it. We are so grateful to be here. We're so happy to be here. Don't come at me. You know, I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of a weird thing. But I also had this other, I just told my student this story the other day. So this is really weird that this came up because I do not tell this story often, but I had this moment. So my college, my boyfriend in college lived in like an, it was an old house that was like split. And so he lived on like the top floor and, we went to Goodwill and we were like, we bought like a couple of things, whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, you know what? Yeah. You already know where this is going. Yeah. So we went to Goodwill and he bought this guitar stand. Now, he'll never hear this. Sorry. He like really wanted to be a good musician and just like wasn't. Just like wasn't a good musician. And he bought this guitar stand and barely played guitar. And I remember like, and it was a really cool, like very unique guitar stand. And I remember looking at it and being like, it's a really cool guitar stand. And he bought it. And I was like, I don't, like, do you need that? You only have one guitar and that's like a two guitar. Like, do you need that? And he was like, no, like, look at it. Like, it's so cool. He just wanted it because it was like, no one else has it. Right. So he bought this thing and he brought it home and he like put it in his room. I was like in the bathroom brushing my teeth. And I come out of the bathroom and I like walk down the little hallway to his room and I open the door. This guitar stand is like directly in front of me. Immediately, whole scene changes. And I see this guitar stand in this home with like these beautiful, gorgeous wood floors next to this gorgeous grand piano, floor to ceiling windows, trees, grass, gorgeous yard, sunny. I'm looking at this and I'm like, oh, like it was like the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And it was like this male voice in my head was like basically saying like, this is what this guitar, this was the life that this thing used to have.
Yeah.
Like treat it well.
Yeah.
And like he's like to me, like sent it to me. And I was like, and it like, I like, I don't even know if my eyes were open or closed. And like, I came out of this, like, this vision was sent into my brain. Like, I can still see it as clearly as I did that day. Like,
I love it.
I know. It was so weird. And I just was like, it happened and I can't.
But this is also why I'm terrible for the planet and will never buy anything secondhand.
I know because like, and that is one of those things that like, I'm like, or you gotta cleanse that shit like before you bring it into your space. Like it's gotta be.
Or it's gotta be harmonious with you.
Yes.
And maybe that was just not a harmonious piece for with him to acquire. Him.
Yeah, 100%. And I was just like, I was like that happened. And I just went like, ah! I started, like spinning around in a circle and I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, I got like into bed with him and I was like, I don't think that you should have that. Like I really don't think you should have that. Like this dude really didn't want it to be there. And I'm like, it was like, you know, it was like, he was like, this was mine. Yeah. And like, it used to have this. And like, now you're putting it in this grungy little room, you know? Yeah. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, and I think,
did he listen?
Like, I didn't know. He had it. Like we broke up, we broke up and he's, I mean, by all accounts, he could still have it. And I'm like, I should have like, I don't know, maybe I should have taken it or something. But we broke up. He drove up here from New Jersey. And then we were both kind of like, yeah, I guess this isn't working. And then drove back the same day, like at, I don't even know, like 8 p.m. And then we just never spoke again, which is wild because we dated for like 3 years.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
We just never talked again. And I'm like, but the thing that I think about most from that relationship is that freaking guitar stand. Like, I still think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Crazy, right? And I'm like, I don't, and I talked about it one night. We were all at the Cock and Bull, just like everyone was like telling ghost stories. And I was like, all right, I got this one. And then they were all like, wait a minute, this is in New Jersey? And I was like, yeah, like the band who was playing was there and we were all talking about this. And they were like, where in New Jersey? And I was like, just outside of Princeton. And they were like, oh my God, we are going just outside of Princeton tomorrow. We're going to go get this guitar stand. Like it became this whole thing. Like we're all drunk at like 2 a.m. telling Busters and they're like, we're getting the guitar stand. There's a mission. Yes. And I was like, no, it's okay. Like we don't need to do that. But yeah, it's like that's wild. Uh-oh. But yeah, so it's, yeah, that kind of stuff is like for real. And I remember you saying something about that too, like with a woman you had in a session one time, and you were like, there's like there's something in your home that you brought into your home. Like, and she was starting to have like nightmares or something. And you were like, did you recently like acquire this thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do objects like that sometimes come through in sessions?
Oh, 1,000%.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, 1,000%.
I mean, it hasn't happened in quite a bit. But yeah, stuff about people's homes come up. Things they've brought into their homes or objects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild.
And this is why I don't shop at thrift stores. And I know it's not good for the planet.
I know. Yeah. But it's...
I think throughout my life, I've been more intuitive than I realized.
100%.
And now when I look back, like things make... Like I didn't like borrowing other people's clothes. I don't like reading library books.
Oh.
I don't... Like there's something about like everyone's mental energy towards those pages, like I never felt good.
yep I feel that with library books, and there are certain ones that I feel it more with than others, and that I'm just like there are times where I'm like, I'm maybe even enjoying the book, but I'm just like, I can't hold this, like it's not you can feel it in your hands.
It's been in someone else's home, it's been in someone else's hands and their thoughts, and you have no idea how they related to the content.
True.
And what their mental energy was poured towards those words.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And then that makes me even think about too that I'm like, oh, I'm also doing that to these books and then sending them off to other people with my library books. Sorry, y'all. Some of those had some pretty lots of tears. Lots of tears in those books. That is wild.
It's okay. Well, you can always set an intention. Like I clear all myself from these pages.
That's literally what I think. I'm like going to start doing that now, just so I'm not passing my shit on to the next guy. Yeah. And I also like, I can't believe we're like already at our hour, but there's one other thing that has like lasted with me from our sessions. And I remember we were doing like some click cleansing work in my stomach, and I think about that, I can still feel the spot that we like worked on. It's wild. But I remember telling you like in a session, you being like let that energy go. And I remember being like, well, I feel bad like letting negative energy like out, like I don't want to do that because I'm like, where is it going to go? And then you were like, okay, then we'll cleanse it before we let it go. And I was like, oh. And I think about that all the time now, where like when I do have to get negative shit out, I'm like okay, like I'm letting it go, but we're like cleansing it before it goes. Like it's that intention behind it.
And then let the atmosphere take care of the rest, because generally once it gets out into the atmosphere, it's generally neutralized,
good to go.
Yeah
That's good to know. Well, thank you so much for doing this. This was so fun.
Fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, of course. How can people find you?
So I am, best place is probably Instagram, Turn a New Leaf Intuitive, or if you want to check out my website, turnanewleafllc.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Awesome. Everyone book a session with Erin. She's amazing. Talking to normal people.